What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us on the third hour on Friday with her unique perspective on the world. And so, Claire, where would you like to begin?
I think I'd like to begin with a concept of perception of Americans' lives, their own lives. And this came from Zero Hedge, which, again, I commend to people. The writers and contributors are very spot on. And Tyler Durden mentions that we're living in two worlds. One is the world of reality in which we actually live, and the other is life as it is being pictured for us.
Yes.
Peaceful, privileged, progressive, and free, and no.
The Matrix.
You know, absolutely. And the economic inequality seems to be growing, and the agendas and powers are buried beneath layers of what he refers to as Orwellian doublespeak and corporate obfuscation. And freedom is meted out in small legalistic dosages by militarized police armed to the teeth. I mean, this is where we are.
Obvious difference is, you know, when I was a kid, you could do whatever you want unless the government said you can't. Today, you can't do anything unless the government says you can.
And I mean, I see it, and this is so funny, and I would never, I would never talk to the people who run security for a friend's condo. But they have made everyone pull over once they're coming into the complex and sign the name and say who they're picking up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is Code Napoleon. Now, Mike and I have been driving this very lovely lady to church for about, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
They always see us come in on Thursdays. They always see us come in on Sundays to collect her. And yet, you know, we're innocent until proven guilty. I kind of don't like that, Mike.
Well, we even suggested to the company that runs security at this condo complex that there should be a sort of like a trusted
category
where we would have a placard that we could show in our windshield and drive on through. But no, every single time we have to stop, we have to fill out paperwork. And this is like 4 times a week we go through this.
Yeah, we do. And I mean, all I'm trying to do is get one of my choristers to either to rehearsal or to church because she doesn't drive anymore, for heaven's sakes.
Yep.
You know, talking about surveillance, here's a new one. The DHS wants to let police and emergency vehicles talk to your car. And this is, talk about right out of Orwell. And it may send some shivers down your spine. Apparently, the government spying on all of us has become out of control. And nothing says that more than the latest revelation about DHS's plan to allow first responders to send digital alerts to every vehicle, all in the name of public safety, of course.
Yes.
A couple of days ago in NextGov, they revealed that the DHS is giving the heedful audio alert system, well, I don't know what the heck that is, $1.1 million to let police, firefighters, and paramedics talk to your car via the Waze app. Mike, have you heard of this?
Well, this is something new. It's basically, as you know, new cars now come on in with connectivity to your smartphone. And so when you get text messages, they will pop up on that screen next to the steering wheel. And we're already in a situation where we're getting emergency messages sent to our cell phones. My concern would be if this Waze app is going to allow the police to have control over your car, because that's an area where I would be very, very concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially after what happened to Michael Hastings.
Oh, yes, definitely. And to me, Mike, this is nothing short of pure insanity and could wind up creating more crashed cars due to distracted driving when someone is receiving a text or a call from DHS.
You're right. Potentially it could. And when I'm driving, mm-hmm. if I'm actually moving, you know, I totally ignore that screen. I'm not really interested at all.
Yeah.
Because it is a distraction.
Mm-hmm. But it is nice having calls coming through the speakers when they come in.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you're using your cell phone mm-hmm. while driving here in Hawaii, it's a $300 fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the cool things about our car is that it does connect to my iPhone. And when I get a call coming on in, it plays through the car stereo speakers. There's a little microphone up there by the visor.
Mm-hmm.
That part of it is pretty hip.
Yes, definitely.
So anyway.
And more on surveillance, and this comes from Blacklisted News. Again, it's a resource I would urge you to just take a look at, kick the tires, see how it feels. Apparently, Google might soon add its terms of service to the First Amendment. I am not making this up. Oh, we need to do a shout out, don't we?
Well, I was going to wait till the end of the story,
okay.
But let's just do things Claire's way. And we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates mm-hmm. who are just now rejoining the network. So basically, first of all, Google cannot apply terms of service to the First Amendment. That's in the Constitution. But I understand where mm-hmm. the story is going, where Google is trying to basically set itself up as the world's good censor.
Yes, exactly.
Who will protect you happy little mushrooms
mm-hmm.
From harmful content like the truth.
Yes.
And by dangerous behavior like electing somebody for president that the rich people don't like.
Yes. And Google has labeled this leaked article as research. And it's very vague about whether any decisions have already been made or any action has been taken to support this. So, you know, think of all this as a guidepost, like the ghost of Christmas future, showing potential doom ahead. And
absolutely here. Well, yeah. You know, Zuckerberg is apparently doing very good. He just bought another 80 acres out there on Kauai to the annoyance of the people on Kauai.
Yes. But to me, Mike, this is a red warning flag that the country has turned or is turning into a high-tech dictatorship.
Yes.
And, you know, I am an American citizen. I have loved what has been good for me in this country and criticized what it isn't. But I think we're getting past the point of no return. And I'm encouraging those who can to get out of this country right now. I don't know where I'd send them.
Yeah.
But, you know.
The whole world is going crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, down in Australia, you're all over Europe. The whole world is going crazy at the same time here.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that does not augur well for peace in
this
world. Yeah. And I think my last of my digital woes here is an article that I found in Blacklisted News. It's called Digital Book Burners. And apparently, someone named Jamie Fly, who was a former high-ranking Bush neocon, believes you shouldn't have the right to post on social media. And he went on to complain that all you need is an email to set up a Facebook or Twitter account, lamenting the site's accessibility to members of the general public. And he predicted a long struggle on a global scale to fix the problem and pointed that to do so would require constant vigilance with Jeb Sprague and Max Blumenthal. And apparently, we shouldn't really be surprised by this guy. Neocons do believe it's a point of their ethos that they are of a special breed, a chosen few of an intellectual creme de la creme, and the rest of us are merely bread and circuses spectators on the sidelines as they create our collective history and maybe ruin.
Well, this actually goes back further than that because when the forerunner of the internet was called the ARPANET because it was developed by the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency, it was never intended to be made available to ordinary American people.
Mm-hmm.
When ARPANET was first set up, it was this impossible to censor peer-to-peer communication system that linked military bases along with various universities that were involved with government contracts. And over time, as students would leave the universities and go into private life, they would set up a link to the ARPANET in their home.
Yeah.
And they would use the email system. They would use Usenet. They would use FTP and all these easy tools. And it was really kind of good. Well, then in the mid-70s, the U.S. government started getting very nervous because too many of what they considered undesirables had access to this ARPANET.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time to basically renew the contracts for the companies running the ARPANET backbone, the government came on in with the checks and said, here's the check for next year, but there are some new rules. And ordinary Americans are not allowed to access this. This is only just for the chosen ones,
yeah.
for military people, for government people, people in the universities working on these contracts. And every one of these companies running the background handed the checks, the backbone, handed the checks back and said, no thanks, we'll take it over from here. And in hacker lore, that's called the Great Revolt.
Uh-huh.
And that was when the ARPANET became the internet.
Yes.
And the U.S. government has always been very, very concerned about the American people having access mm-hmm. to a system that allowed them to share ideas with large numbers of their fellow Americans. And there have been attempts to control it or censor it or junk it up
mm-hmm.
Throughout the decades. Remember the Exxon Amendment?
Yeah.
And apparently we've reached the point where the government is now panicking. Mm-hmm. And this guy's just out there saying ordinary people shouldn't be allowed to post to social media. The internet should become, you know, just another content provider and propaganda channel for the
yeah.
government.
And I've got to tell you, folks, as a Christian pacifist activist, when I read codswallop like this from a gentleman who probably never encountered a U.S.-sponsored war, which he absolutely hated, I find his Übermensch mentality just too hard to swallow. And please remember, this was a core concept for Germany under Hitler, a German concept for beyond man, superman, overman, superhuman, hyperman. And this was taken from the writings of Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yes.
And I completely and rationally reject his concept that there shouldn't be a lot of honest individual voices out there in Netland. And attempting to shut down these honest voices, which what really happened, I believe, is definitely one, means shutting down any and all peaceful, logical resistance to the agenda of the federal government when it is absolutely ham-fistedly, pig-headedly, morally wrong.
Well, it's more important than that.
Yeah.
We're coming to understand that the American people are ruled by a government that relies on lies and propaganda mm-hmm. and hoaxes to keep us all controlled.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing the independent media and the internet have succeeded in doing, mm-hmm. we've taken that away from the government.
Yep.
They've lost that ability to lie to the American people and be believed.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with corporate media. And
mm-hmm.
they're very angry about that.
Yep.
And they're trying to figure out some way they can justify telling us that we have to surrender our freedom to gather peacefully on the internet,
mm-hmm.
which is another right guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Right.
And express our grievances.
Yeah.
And so it's an attack on the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attack on free speech. It's an attempt, once again, to bury the truth and go back to a world ruled by lies.
That's not acceptable to me.
Nope.
And, Mike, there's another very disturbing parallel in Fry's thinking, which very much reminds me of the ascent of Hitler in Germany. And that is the following. When he came to power, Hitler controlled the media. He imposed censorship of the media and drastic penalties for criticizing the Nazi regime.
Just like Israel's trying to get now all over the world.
Oh, yeah. And it appears from his evangelical fervor, he is hell-bent on total media control so that government propaganda is all we hear. And he is looking for a means, motive, and an opportunity to completely shut down honest, fact-based discussions of various governmental issues, both foreign and domestic. Now, I would very kindly like to suggest that there are two documents inherent to both the founding and success of this country with which Mr. Fry needs to reacquaint himself. Those are the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I would also like to caution him that Huxley's 1984 is not a how-to book. It's a cautionary tale.
Actually, that was George Orwell.
George Orwell. I'm sorry. Got my eyes.
Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And another article that I thought was extremely wonderful. It's called The Triumph of Evil in globalresearch.ca. Armament profits take precedent over murder and genocide.
Well, there's been a development in this story. The mm-hmm. German media has basically come on out confirming mm-hmm. that this Khashoggi was more than just a reporter.
Oh, yeah. He was a spook.
Yeah, he was
Saudi
a spook.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons for the fuss. This wasn't just a simple case of freedom of the press.
Mm-hmm.
But again, everybody's exploiting this politically.
Oh, yeah.
The U.S. is trying to use this to get Saudi Arabia to cancel their plan to buy the Russian 400 system and go back to the THAAD and Patriot, mm-hmm. which are more expensive and not quite as good.
Yeah.
But, hey, they're made in America.
Yeah.
So that's the way that's going to be. But yeah, I'm still not sure exactly what went down and
mm-hmm.
why.
Yeah.
I still question that they intended to kill him in the consulate
mm-hmm.
because it was too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The fiance was outside there. There's cameras going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
They got caught by their own security system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were going to interrogate him, possibly about Muslim Brotherhood
mm-hmm.
and plans
yeah.
to replace the Saudi royal family
yes.
with another government.
Mm-hmm.
And things got out of control. And I think after that, it was being fanned up, possibly as an attack on Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman himself. But right now, this whole story, so many people have grabbed onto it
mm-hmm.
to twist it and turn it back and forth.
Yeah.
It's probably feeling like a piece of taffy right about now.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. But it's very disturbing that the wars continue, particularly the war in Yemen.
Yes.
Which is U.S. enabled. And I talk about this a lot because the mainstream media just won't. And what is happening, what I am seeing and other people are seeing, is there is a lot of demonization of Iran, Syria, Venezuela, North Korea, China, and Russia. It's not that these demonized countries are murdering people in their own embassies and embargoing food and medical supplies to the populations that are being bombed. These crimes are being done by Saudi Arabia, Israel, the U.S., and its NATO vassals. And obviously, the Yemenite, like the Palestinians, don't count. Their slaughter doesn't cause a moral ripple in the West. Well, in some places it does, you know. And I have seen how this event has been used geopolitically for
yes.
money, for war. And it's really kind of terrible.
It really
yeah.
is, but I think what's going on here, and we've seen this before in history, where a country is edging closer to collapse,
mm-hmm.
and in a last desperate act,
mm-hmm.
It simply starts invading and conquering all of its neighbors to steal their wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we're talking about not just the oil wealth, but other natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, one of the agendas for the United States is to try and drag the world back under the hegemonic domination of the U.S. dollar. And they're definitely running into resistance on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But this is going to end badly. At some point, I
mm-hmm.
think all of these little tension areas are all going to flare up at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that 50 years from now, history books are going to say we were already in World War III at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, that they're now talking about war with China within the next 15 years.
Help.
Yes, which
yeah.
is going to be bad for the landscaping here.
I would say so, definitely. And, you know, it's sad, but it seems to be a flaw of human nature that money trumps justice so much of the time.
Well, because money is addictive.
Yeah.
And, gotta take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to Lady Claire's, a breaking story. Apparently, over in Great Britain, somebody tried to smash through the glass case protecting the Magna Carta. And it does look like they succeeded in making some holes. So I think maybe something a little stronger needs to be put into that frame.
Yes, absolutely.
Like bulletproof glass, yes. Kevlar, something like that.
Yes, definitely.
Anyway, what's your next story?
Well, apparently John Bolton is behind a whisper campaign to oust Secdef Mattis. And apparently he has worked on this with his deputy, Mira Ricardel, and trying to cut Mattis out of very key presidential briefings due to the view that Mattis wasn't ideologically aligned with the administration. Now, this comes out of Foreign Policy Blog.
What's really going on is that Mattis isn't ideologically aligned with Bolton.
Right, yeah. But now, I have had my differences of opinion with this gentleman.
Which gentleman? Mattis?
Mattis, yes. Okay. But I do know that the people who served under him worshipped him and thought he was the greatest leader ever. So I'm really hoping that this ousting does not happen, because right now he may be the only one in the cabinet who may be pushing back against all the wars for which Bolton is advocating.
Well, but apparently this is the source of all these rumors that Mattis is leaving.
Yeah.
Trying to put pressure on him.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's unfortunate, and it would be unwise for President Trump to let him go.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. But it looks like Mattis is not going to resign.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to throw him out the door under the proverbial bus,
well,
I guess.
Bolton is probably going to try and find some way to do that. Mm-hmm. But what it reveals is that the White House internally
is fractured. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Bolton is going back to being Bolton. Every time he's in a position like that, he likes to play dirty.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to just basically crush anybody who doesn't want to go along with what he thinks the United States should be doing militarily.
Yeah. I have a question about Bolton. Did he ever actually serve in combat?
I have no idea.
I would be willing to bet that he didn't, you know.
Well, that'll be worth looking at his bio.
Yes.
But by and large, the most Warhawk-like politicians are the mm-hmm. ones who did not have to serve themselves.
Donald Trump didn't serve, did he? He had a medical discharge.
So, yeah.
And apparently, and this is coming from ZeroHedge.com, which is an outlet that both Mike and I link to, delinquency in loans is at a crisis level with the student loan bubble about ready to pop. And there has been an explosion in federal student loans. And with the cost of college soaring, the result...
Explosion in growth.
Yes, explosion in growth.
Explosion in growth. Well, this mess was actually created. And mm-hmm. when it was first cranking up, we sounded a warning
mm-hmm.
That these kids were being lured into college
mm-hmm.
And college costs were skyrocketing way above the rate of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Financial aid was being cut off.
Yep.
And education was being turned into a racket to simply plunge these kids onto the debt hook of a student loan as hard as possible.
Well, now
and these kids into this because the colleges were promising when you get on out, there's going to be a high paying job. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to pay these loans off in just a few years. And of course, that never happened.
Yeah.
And they're now debt slaves.
And apparently these student loans have run up to almost 157% in cumulative growth over the last 10 years. Now, auto debt has grown by 52%, while mortgage and credit card debt fell by 1%.
That's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, people are paying off their mortgages, they're mm-hmm. paying off their credit cards,
yep.
which is a very good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Auto debt has to go up because the cars are not built to last all that long.
No.
And the price of the cars, they're really going up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Claire and I were shopping, I was looking at some of the cars that were on that lot. And we're talking pre-owned cars. And the prices on them was more than the house that my family lived in West Covina, California.
Yep.
I mean, that's how out of control it is here.
Yeah. We need to go over to science and health for a moment. Or do we have a moment? And should I hold this
for
the next segment?
Well, we have about 40 seconds, so you can sort of tease the story.
Apparently, there has been a viral outbreak of hand, foot, and mouth disease on college campuses. And the health officials are saying they can't explain it because usually this happens with kids, little kids. But there are several states that have been dealing with this outbreak. And I have to wonder, Mike, if this can be tied to illegal undocumented people coming into the country.
We know that these refugees and illegal immigrants are coming in with all kinds of contagious diseases.
Yep.
And as far as the Democrats are concerned, small price to pay for more Democratic voters.
Mm-hmm.
We know that scabies has mm-hmm. come on back here.
Yep.
HIV, one case of bubonic plague.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially with that crisis in the Congo with Ebola,
mm-hmm.
Is one of those patients or those infected in this barbarian horde?
Yeah.
We'll be back after these few commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And as a matter of fact, we have a caller sitting on the line right now. So let's go to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
Hello.
There, oh, yes, there you good. Are. Okay, Mark, we hear you now. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you were asking Bolton had ever served you. Were you talking about John Bolton?
Yes, sir, we were.
All right. He did serve in the military. However, he served four years in the Army National Guard, and then he served 2 years in the United States Army Reserve, but he never left. He never left the States, and he never saw any combat.
Okay.
Thank you. That had been my suspicion.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep.
So, I don't know. What, is he just reliving the glory days vicariously? You know, God, I couldn't get into combat, so I'm going to send our kids into combat, and I'll just get the thrill that way secondhand.
That's kind of morally ugly.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mark? Okay, well, I guess Mark hung up, so thank you very much for that phone call. Claire, your next story.
Well, yesterday, I think the U.S. got a bit more than just a warning. Yesterday, during the opening ceremony of the Xiangshan Forum, Wai Feng, China's Minister of Defense and a State Council member, made the statement that China will take decisive steps, regardless of the cost, to preserve its territorial integrity and repel attempts to separate Taiwan from the country. Now, Mike, I don't think he was talking about France. No. I don't think he was talking about Monaco. He was talking right at the leadership of the United States of America.
There's no question about that. Yeah. I mean, tensions between China and the U.S. are very mm-hmm. high, between the tariff wars, mm-hmm. selling of weapons to Taiwan, the continuing argument, if you will, over mm-hmm. those islands in the South China Sea.
Yeah.
And that's why we have experts saying that there's probably going to be a war between the U.S. and China within the next 15 years. And we have another caller on the line.
Good.
So let's go to Brandon in San Francisco. And Brandon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Brandon, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you now.
We're good.
I'm calling because Scott Israel, the infamous sheriff in Broward County's name, has come up again in relation to this MAGA bomber. Now, mm-hmm. if you recall, I mentioned him a couple months ago in relation to that Alaska Army vet that flew to Fort Lauderdale and shot up the airport. So Scott Israel, sheriff, was involved in that press conference, and then, of course, the Parkland school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Now
yes,
we have a
yeah.
third. So this is just getting a little too cute, in my opinion. He's a staunch Democrat, as you may recall, and
yes.
mm-hmm.
it's just a little too cute, in my opinion. I mean, what are the odds? This guy just keeps resurfacing in these high-profile yeah. cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you are right that it is not coincidence and something else may be going on here.
Right.
I mean, was this pipe bomb suspect even arrested in Broward County? Is it within his jurisdiction?
I do not think so. That was another yeah. thing that stood out. I also heard that that guy, Israel was being let go, but he still holds his position as a sheriff. So that's another thing that is a little bit off.
Yeah, there was a big upset within the sheriff's department where a lot of the deputy sheriffs just don't want to work with him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to force him out, but he was able to hang on.
Yeah, I thought it was like a vote of no confidence. One last thing. We all know guys put stickers on their vans and things, but like here in San Francisco, I guarantee you, if you put a Trump sticker on your car, you're going to come back to a broken window. Or I believe they just set a pickup truck on fire a couple weeks ago of a Trump supporter.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
this guy went to exorbitant lengths. I know you're into graphic art and computer science. He went to some lengths to generate an image that could be replicated on a printer with an adhesive back. Those are not real stickers. That is a computer graphics generated image that's on a high, I believe they call it a wrap, where they can wrap the vehicle. And it's impeccably
yes.
done. If you look at the resolution of the photographs of the van, I mean, that was mm-hmm. a professional wrap job on those windows.
Yeah, it really was. And if you go over to this guy's Twitter account and you read his posts and you look at his spelling and grammar, this guy does not come across as being very smart at all.
Right. Well, yeah, he's obviously low-hanging fruit. I mean, he's a perfect cutout. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's living in his van and he doesn't have
yeah.
a lot of family connections, he would mm-hmm. be he's a poster child for a lone gunman or whatnot, lone shooter
yeah.
profile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this just stinks to high heaven. And mm-hmm. like, he's only been a registered Republican since 2016, and he's all in on Trump. That's a little too cute as well.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. I think this guy was recruited and turned into an asset. I mean, he'd gone through a bankruptcy. He had no money. He's an ideal candidate. And again, going back over to Twitter, the people he was following were all liberals. He didn't even follow Donald Trump on his Twitter account. And a lot of the people following this guy on his Twitter account are clearly Democratic. They've got the blue wave emoji on their account. So, yeah, this guy was just manufactured from the ground up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah,
you know, it reminds me when the supposed chemical attacks in Syria, as Assad's winning and he's about to close it down, a chemical attack occurs for no good reason that would actually work mm-hmm. against his cause. So this guy, if he were a true Trump supporter, we're all patiently waiting for indictments. Why would he go ahead and throw a monkey wrench that would help the Democrats? It's so clear. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Thanks again. Bye.
You too.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go here. It's obvious this is another one of these hoaxes that the corporate media and the politicians put on out here in their hope that we're all a bunch of clueless idiots who are not really paying attention. But again, getting on back to the van, as we said at the top of the show, under Florida law, you are not allowed to have stickers on the glass windows of your vehicle. And had this vehicle been for real, and by the way, looking at the photos of it, I can't even see any license plates on it. but had this been for real, this guy would have been stopped every quarter of a mile by a traffic cop and written up with a huge citation because you're not allowed to do that, either the back windows or the side windows. It's against Florida law. And this last caller made a really good point. In a heavily Democratic area of the country, if you have a Trump sticker on your vehicle, it's going to get vandalized. Mm-hmm. And this van looks almost showroom new.
Yeah, it did. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, apparently, at least 10 missiles launched from Gaza and several were intercepted. This happened today, Israel time. And Mike, do you think this is going to push up the timetable for an attack against Gaza?
Absolutely. We know that Israel mm-hmm. has got a huge number of tanks parked on the border of Gaza. Mm-hmm. We know that the Israeli leadership
mm-hmm. yeah.
Has been talking about this for quite some time, about mm-hmm. a military solution.
Yeah.
the shootings at the Great March of Return have made Israel look very, very bad to the world, and they just wanted to all go away, even if they have to deal with the aftermath of simply rolling on into Gaza and just crushing the place. So I think that's definitely happening. Mm-hmm. And if I were to take a guess, I would imagine it's likely to happen on the same day that the barbarian horde hits our southern border.
Right.
That's
so
going to be
there's
dominating
the distraction.
News cycle.
Yeah, I hear you. I'd like to move over again to science. Happy water. Is it time we started adding lithium to the water supply?
Oh, boy.
And apparently there is a gentleman, a Professor Nasir Gimi, and he claims that the practice would be beneficial for the American population. And he makes the argument high lithium areas have suicide rates 50 to 60% lower than those of low lithium areas.
Well, there is no question that lithium is a calmative.
Mm-hmm.
For that matter, so was fluoride when they were putting that in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to be on lithium, I want that to be my choice, not some bureaucrat.
Absolutely. And you know, you've got some terrible side effects with this drug. The article that I was looking at goes on to state lithium side effects.
Why don't you stand up for just a second? I'm going to move you closer to the table so you're not losing.
All right. Okay. I'm fine.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, folks. We're there.
All right.
The side effects are severity. You can get very fuzzy-headed. You can get very not being able to think clearly, confusion, poor memory.
Okay. Fainting.
Fainting.
Fast or slow heartbeat, frequent urination, mm-hmm. increased thirst, irregular pulse, stiffness of the arms or legs.
And for me, that means, thank you, Dr. Gamey, but no. Why don't they perform the tests on his colleagues?
Well, again, this gets back to the idea. Uh-huh. If I'm going to have lithium or mm-hmm. fluoride, or for that matter, anything else, it's got to be my choice.
Yeah.
We're living with a government right now that's out there saying, you will take these vaccines, you're going to eat GMO, mm-hmm. you have no more choice, and even if it's making you sick, well, we're making too much money to stop now.
Yeah.
All right. We've got another caller on the line here, and we're going to go to Mark in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
before
welcome.
I start, I just want to say I was reading this week about Sandra Cabot's Kindle book about antiviral qualities of vegetables and stuff like sweet potatoes and vitamin C-related citrus and stuff, and I just wanted to include that, you know, as a part of possibly the ClaireCare with the Seventh-day Adventist that you had recommended. But the reason why I really called was the this past weekend, Chappaquiddick was on Netflix, and I watched it, and that reminded me about this whole Anchor Baby law that I've read that was originally bandied about by Ted Kennedy, and that in 65 he spearheaded the whole effort to create this law, modify the amendments to get what we call today anchor babies in.
Yes.
And I was thinking, you know, maybe it's going to come with SCOTUS, and I was triggered too by, you just said you're a Christian activist. I'm saying the two big things now are Roe v. Wade, which personally I really don't care. But if you are going to, like an insurance car, if you're going to speed, maybe you should pay more. Or if you get in accidents, maybe you should pay more. But I'm thinking, like, you know, with you and Mike on the phone, have you ever discussed what's more important? And I don't mean to put you on the spot. this anchor baby thing and this law, which I think you guys were teenagers, so I can't really bust on you guys for not being there.
Yes.
Right? In 1965. You know, so you know where I'm going with this. I mean, and I don't mean
to embarrass
you or get you in trouble with your congregation if I make you take a stand on Roe v. Wade, as opposed to, I personally would rather see, I'm willing to put the anchor baby in front of Roe v. Wade.
I think I would weigh them equally.
I would agree with that. It's comparing apples and oranges. The anchor baby law definitely opened the floodgates for the immigrants to start coming on into this country.
Yeah.
It is being exploited. And as one of our callers mentioned earlier in the show, out in Los Angeles, they have had more anchor babies born there this year than the total new birth rate in our 14 smallest states put together. And for the vast majority of those anchor baby births, the taxpayers are having to pick up the cost of the maternity services because these immigrants just don't have it. They don't have insurance. They don't have any money. It's just bleeding the country dry. All in exchange for Democratic votes. And this new world order, we're going to blend everybody together. Now, as far as abortion is concerned, it is a very complex issue. And I am willing to concede there are circumstances in which abortion is necessary and justified. If the mother's life is being threatened, if she's dealing with rape or incest, or if the sonogram is showing that the baby is hideously deformed. Where I have a problem is women who are behaving irresponsibly. They're not taking care of birth control because they don't want to admit to themselves they're that kind of girl. And they go on out and they have fun and they prove they are that kind of girl. They get pregnant and they're using abortion as retroactive birth control. That I do have a problem with. Plus, we have the abuses of Planned Parenthood. So I think, you know, abortion on demand, I really don't agree with that because I don't think anybody has the right to say when the fetus is a living creature capable of feeling pain or not.
And Mike, I would like to jump into this. I am pro-life. And, but that's for me. I would never, had I had been pregnant, would have terminated it. But if there's a young woman crying on my doorstep and thinks that she is late, I would immediately take her to a counseling session. But the thing that I would want her to understand is, does she know all of her options, including adoption, which I think is cool? I have seen intentional families adopt crack babies, and the kids, 7, 8, and 9, they're all right.
Yeah.
So adoption is a big thing that I think we as a nation need to push.
And I'm glad because I am adopted. And recently I wanted to call back sometime and talk about ancestry, which within 2 days found a second generation relative who was on Ancestry for 7 years
wow.
and said,
cool
oh, my God,
okay.
I've never seen second generation.
Mark, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. Stay on the line. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500, it is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mark in New York. And Mark, you were saying Ancestry found a relative of yours. Are you talking about the Ancestry website or the DNA test kit?
Yes, the DNA test. Yes, I took the DNA test, the saliva test, and it took them a few months. But when the results came in, boom, they nailed it. And they gave me two circles. Like, I thought I was, from one side of Europe, but I'm from the complete other side of Europe. And the circles that they had in the north of Europe match one side of the family, and then the other ones that I don't really know much about the other side. Of the, I know where they come. Unfortunately, I found out I have a half-sister named after a Disney character, but I'll get over that someday. But overall,
okay, well,
you know,
whatever.
I heard, a word of caution.
A word of caution here. Those consumer-level DNA test kits have a reputation for not being entirely accurate. In fact, there was this news story that came on out a while back where DNA was samples were taken from a pair of identical twins and sent in to one of these DNA testing companies, and they got back two completely different results. So they've been described as genetic astrology. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go.
Right.
Thank you for the phone call. We've got time enough for one more phone call, and that's Jim in Michigan. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. You know, if you look at fluoride, okay, and hydrofluoric, silicic acid, and then you look at calcium fluoride, which is, comes in nature, the calcium in the natural fluoride, it cancels out the fluoride, the negativity of it, okay? Well, we also have which is called lithium orotate, which is the natural lithium, which really helps so many people with PTSD and, you know, every other kind of mental illness, whereas the lithium that they want to put in the water is the bad stuff, just like the bad fluoride. So there is good lithium out there. It's lithium orotate, and it's been worked wonders are on our veterans with post-traumatic stress syndrome and and also other people. So, all right. Anyways, love you guys.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm sure the reason that they're putting the bad lithium in the water and the bad fluoride is it's the cheapest available. That's how Flint, Michigan got into trouble with their water supply. But again, if I'm going to be on fluoride or lithium or vaccines, I want it to be my choice, not some government bureaucrat dictating my health care to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, this is the same government that botched up the breakup of Ma Bell and caused so much confusion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to close the phone lines here. We're coming up on the end of the show. And again, how many more times are you going to have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and scream, I refuse to be lied to anymore? And I would like to repeat that suggestion that was made by one of our earlier callers, and that is to call your congressional representatives and your local media and just say, you're not buying this latest story about this pipe bomber, and post it to social media. It'll be taken down.
Yeah.
But if enough people are making enough noise, we can break their confidence. And I think that's already starting to happen, or the FBI director would not have come on out with that announcement saying, well, even though the bombs all look like TV props, trust me, they're real. They're very, very real. Okay, there's the music. Time for Claire and I to get on out of here and get something done for the rest of the afternoon. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And take everything you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. Please tell all your GOP friends they must get out and vote. It is that serious. This election is probably even more important to the country than 2016 was.
Yes.
So we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.